I don't even know what episode this is, but
20 something of the second season or something.
Yeah, something like that. Look, I was at work today, right?
Okay.
And I had a random thought, and I know my answer, but I want to get y'all to take
one. Sounds like it was gay.
Do y'all ever
suck it?
Do y'all miss? Do y'all miss Trump?
Do you?
I paid $3.29 for a gallon of gas the other day.
What else you gonna do?
Walk.
Hey. Exactly.
Listen.
Bitch, you got a Honda Accord for a reason. You better drive it like the bad bitch that you is.
I never would have had to pay $3.29 with Trump in office.
Your motherfucking life was the same price when you first got in that bitch.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
And it was the same thing when Obama got in office.
No, it was not.
Bruh, gas is like $4 a gallon like in 2008.
Well,
bitch.
Trump had that hoe at $1.85.
Thanks.
But, like, in the middle of the shit?
Because he was able to reach deals with these oil refineries and shit. What these niggas are doing is they won't up their fucking production and demand is high. They're saying fuck Biden.
Makes sense.
I about to say don't miss Trump.
Listen, I'm just saying.
He still be tweeting.
Nah, they kicked him off Twitter. That nigga said he was about to start his own social media platform.
It's crazy, man. You never know what you got till it's gone.
That nigga said,
you'll fuck him. You missed that pussy.
What's wrong with y'all?
Like, this nigga was like, y'all never know what you got through.
That nigga called Colin Powell a scumbag and then told him rest in peace.
Yeah, bro. He's a horrible person, bro.
Like, he might as well would have just called Colin Powell a bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, all that shit he said, and then he ended up with made his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Like, you just told him he was a whole hoe.
Basically.
But me he rest in shit.
Rest in peace, Colin Powell.
Yeah, rest in peace, Colin Powell.
And Condoleezza. Oh, y'all couldn't walk, skip, front on? Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
Bro, but...
Are these motherfucking nuts?
Like, bro, that shit's crazy.
Like, not to get too political in tonight's podcast, but I wish some of our Democrats had balls like Trump.
I thought Condoleezza... Never mind.
Had balls?
Condoleezza.
This dude Trump was on some shit like, all right, y'all don't want to pass this bill, all right, fuck it, executive bill, whatever that shit is called, but
executive order,
yeah, that shit, man, that nigga wrote about 100 of them jumps.
She did dumbest.
Hey, but yeah, I just do y'all think do y'all think the Democrats have a chance at winning the next election?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
This world weird now.
They are going to win because Kamala's going to win.
Yeah.
It's like all of them going to promise something that they never going to give us.
Yeah.
And that's all of them. Republican, Democrat, whatever.
Still a dream,
do,
man.
Still a dream. What's that shit called?
Libertarian.
Pescatarian.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kamala's going to win.
Win what?
I don't think she's going to even get the nomination, bro.
She is.
If Bernie make it to 20,
that man 75.
If he makes it,
I ain't never seen an old bottle of scotch.
But like, if he make it, he ain't gonna never make it.
Kamala ain't got a chance, bro. She can't even get proper housing for the niggas that's right across the street at Howard University.
Ain't got nothing to do with her.
Nah, I know it.
Kamala wishy-washy. Like, prime example, when, like, initially, you know, she was saying that, you know, it's okay.
I'm not done talking.
It's okay for, like, you know, people to seek refuge in the United States of America as a, you know, as a country, a land of freedom and opportunity.
And
now she got niggas on horses down at the border down in Texas.
Beating them with belts.
And she said they will not come here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did speak.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I was like, come on, bitch, what are you doing? All right, goddamn, make up your mind now.
And she's,
but she just, so you gotta think, man, like, not to be sexist, not trying to be sexist.
Here we go.
But goddamn, you know, she gonna have them 3-4 days she on that rag. and she gonna turn the country upside the fuck down.
Hey, rap.
That's it. Now, I'm just imagine.
We don't win.
I'm just saying, imagine. Imagine she cramping, hard one day. She cramping hard one day, and goddamn Kim Jong Un say something out the side of his neck over there. We going to war.
And she just be like, "Fuck the goddamn."
We going to war.
Fuck the goddamn shit. I told you. Yeah. I wasn't motherfucking driving.
Yeah. I'm drunk. Okay, I'm drunk.
But I don't get what you're saying.
No, I'm just trying to stir the pot.
No, that, I know that's what's so funny about it. If honestly, as a female, does a female president, just stay low that week. Like, just don't do shit.
Y'all, any of y'all student loans got forgiven yet?
No, only they were excited to announce that, you know,
they paused them again.
That 500,000 people in America got their student loans forgiven. There's 500 billion people out this bitch. Like, who the fuck?
I want to know who got it forgiven, because I ain't getting
the cat.
No email.
Cap.
They apparently it's like certain frontline workers.
Okay.
Like nurse hoes.
Yeah, like
CNA has got 2,000 in student loans. Yeah, y'all leave me
what's crazy is, man, before the whole vaccine drop, you had a lot of these doctors and nurses that were on the front lines risking their lives.
Yeah.
You know, trying to help people to get better. But now Biden is saying these frontline workers that don't want to get vaccinated need to be fired. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were willing. They were out there sticking their neck on the line when there was no vaccine available.
Yeah. Here's my.
And now you're going to say fire them, put them on leave without pay.
Here's my thought too, Chad. If there's a doctor, and I'm sure, you know, is one out there, maybe several hundred or whatnot,
that's a wide range.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, doctors out there that don't want to get the vaccination, that would make me kind of like hesitant on
why.
Yeah. Why? You're a doctor. Clearly, you know something that I don't.
With it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it makes you think.
Also, we got to, because I was reading, it was like a couple of doctors. It's like, I think it's like three or four of them, like, here. Mm-hmm. They're like, basically, they have like a page and they have like a second page where they're like telling people lies about the vaccine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Basically, like, on some like conspiracy theory type shit. Mind you, these are like MDs, like actual doctors.
Yeah.
And like it was just like, who like what's wrong with these people? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what, like, where do they get this information? Like, where are they getting this information? Yeah.
Like, do they have research to back
it's only four of y'all with this information, and it's like millions of doctors. Like, right. Where are y'all getting this at?
It like, only takes one Reddit. Person.
They on Reddit, bro.
I mean, it only takes one nigga. I mean, everything that's ever been invented, it was one nigga that sometimes came up with it.
What's his name?
Thomas Edison. I bet you he told a nigga, man, I found a way to give us some light. And the nigga was like, boy, if you don't leave me the fuck alone.
No, what probably happened was that nigga told him and he, boom, bust over the head. Now he got the, you know, shit for the light.
Yeah, could,
white
could
people always sell ideas. You ain't got no argument.
Show me the lie. Show me the lie. But we're not going to get started.
I'm about to say, cause I'm willing to bet George Foreman can make a lot off them grills, bro. And I know damn well he ain't come over that grill.
No, he just put his name on it.
Yeah.
So, Dave Chappelle came out, right? And you said, man, don't keep
I heard that.
No, not that. Not about
a Nobel Peace Prize.
They should. But, like, he said.
He talking about the. Kris Jenner. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. You know, Caitlyn came out yesterday and supported him.
And supported Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. Said, this is not about the LGBT. It's about the cancel culture amok. Whatever the
fuck.
Yeah,
basically saying people are fucking up free speech.
Gotcha.
And also, you saw Dave Chappelle was like, them hoes didn't invite me to no fucking
talk. Yeah, I did.
After this
thick neck bitch got on TV.
To my Big Freedia.
Yeah, no, not Big Freedia. Big Freedia did. You know, Big Freedia spoke on Boosie.
He's saying he looked like Big Freedia.
Yeah, but yeah, she was like, yeah, we invited Dave Chappelle with no response. Dave Chappelle like, no, you did. Like, but not.
Nah. And he was like, y'all not gonna summons me.
Right. Yeah. And here's my thing, like, how y'all gonna stage a walkout and tell everybody? That's not how walkouts work.
Yeah, I mean, all three of them did walk out.
I know, but what I'm saying
is, suspended.
All three of them.
But that's what,
how many transgenders do you think work at Netflix?
I have no idea.
God damn, Netflix. I mean that so board, whoever is on the board for inclusiveness and diversity, they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Because if y'all decide to hire 300 transgenders, I didn't even know there was 300 transgenders in America. Like, I thought it was 12 nigga bitches.
Go ahead. Yeah, we doing.
What?
Yeah.
How we doing? How many transgenders do you know personally? You know one.
Hey, look.
Ooh. We all know one. He's sitting in my friend request inbox on Facebook.
Go ahead, nigga.
I'm just saying, how many transgenders? I'm not bashing him. I'm just asking, how many transgenders do you know?
I don't even know him.
Exactly. So, in my head, it's 18 of them.
And then we got the, whatever her name is, husband. The AKA girl.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, all right, two. I know two personally.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's 2 out of 23. Like, that's. So, for Netflix to. For these niggas at Netflix to stage a walkout, like, when you on? All right, look, listen.
They do know it's temp service out here that.
Yeah,
you know,
not
like,
only that, if at my job,
like, they must not understand manpower will
find.
Manpower will find a replacement quicker than 13 an hour, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, no benefits. What are you talking about? Like, come on, man.
Like, it's a motherfucker waiting at McDonald's right now that will go work.
Listen,
at Netflix for
all I'm saying is, for those who are transgender, and if you so happen to listen to the show, this is not. This is not us bashing. You know, fuck it. Fight your fight. Hold your ground. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have not only the freedom of speech, but the right to choose and the right to agree with one and disagree with another. And you can take your side. Like, you have to understand, like, this shit is full circle. Mm-hmm. Like, not because you're pushing for a particular agenda means that you should expect that everybody is going to be with your agenda.
Right.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Like,
this is non-discriminatory.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, everybody, you might like fucking broccoli and bitch, I don't. Like, that's just, it's just what it is.
Yeah, look, from golf to broccoli.
Yeah.
if you dumb it down, it makes sense.
I understand.
Yeah. It's all right. Like, at the end of the day,
disagreement.
At the end of the day, listen, I would never mistreat.
You. Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
I would never mistreat a transgender. I would never disrespect them. I would treat them with optimum, whatever respect. Like, it goes. It goes two ways. I would never make a transgender feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Now, with that being said, if a transgender walks in a room of people that are, I'm not gonna say normal because that's not the right word to use in this particular situation.
Yeah.
But if a transgender walks in a room.
Heterosexuals.
If a transgender walks in a room with non-transgenders, okay, like a room full of non-transgenders, you are going to feel uncomfortable, okay? Like, if I walked in a room filled with gay people, I may feel uncomfortable. If a gay person walks in a room full of heterosexuals, they may feel uncomfortable because this is not you and everybody else in here don't have much commonality, you know, in terms of your sexual orientation. It is what it is.
Let me play.
If you walk in a room full of white people, you might feel ever so slightly uncomfortable.
For sure.
I'm sure if a white person come to Durham and come to the village and go to church as chicken, they're going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. They're going to be like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
So, you know what I mean?
So it is okay to feel uncomfortable as long as somebody is not deliberately making you feel uncomfortable. Now, I will say it is wrong if you walk in a room and motherfuckers start making sly they little make, slick comments, you know, you feel disrespected. Yeah, at that point, it by all means, speak up, slap a nigga if you need to.
I think my whole issue with it is just like how the media kind of like tries to force it down our throats, like you have to accept this. And kind of go back to the analogy you use, it's kind of like, if I tell you I don't like broccoli and you still and you fix my you plate and still put broccoli on it, motherfucker, I told you I don't like broccoli.
That's the conversation me and Jelena be having. I done told you, don't put that shit on my fucking plate. And you still put it on my plate talking about just eat a little piece. I'm not.
Like you threw
it. I don't want the whole plate. Throw the whole plate away. I don't want we'll remake it. I don't want it no more.
Hey, look, speaking of Boosie and Lil Nas X, somebody said Lil Nas X lived freely and Boosie faded, and I like lost my mind earlier today.
Man,
why can't they just leave each other alone,
bro?
Lil Nas X antagonized.
Yeah, he did.
Talk about he making a song with Boosie.
Hey dog.
That's what Boosie said.
No, he tweeted, but like I just feel like that's what it sounded like. Like, he told him to kill himself on Twitter.
Boosie spazzed.
He got mad, boy.
Whatever.
Nigga, I realize this ain't no. We talking about a 45-year-old gangster. This ain't no nigga that grew up around shit like this.
Yeah.
Not saying what he's doing is right, but like we also got to realize he's ignorant
and he's from a different era as well.
Yeah.
It's also like some older black people. Absolutely. They are still very much like. I ain't going over there with that white man over there.
Yeah.
They're just kind of, they're stuck in their fucking way. Mm-hmm.
Your granny church right now don't allow gay people. They find 100%. Out, like, not trying to be funny, but there's churches that be like, oh, he gay. Yeah,
they going
to
call you a bull dagger. You know what I mean? Like, or a tambourine player. That's what they going to call
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's so.
And the pastor going to have a whole sermon prepared, and then they going to see you. And then the whole sermon, he's just going to freestyle that.
Yeah.
That's how it is, man. Yeah. He going to come in there. He's going to say, I had something.
The Lord laid
me on my heart.
Yeah.
But this morning, God came.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did. When he saw you, he was like.
Yeah. You know.
Y'all went to church in Rocky Mount before.
My church, I've never been
to Rocky Mount Senior Pentecostal before. Like this.
My granny's church is in Nashville, which is near Rocky Mount.
Whatever,
man.
Anything out of Rocky Mount ain't good for you.
Yeah, the water bag. It's
like some niggas like big women, some don't.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Some women like
big
men.
Big women.
You know what I mean? Whatever. Some women like big women. Some women want skinny niggas. Some women want medium-sized bisexuals. I mean, you know what I mean? It's, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, that's true.
It is what it is.
I want to say.
Yeah.
You want to dive into that, or you want to say that?
That was something I can't wait for y'all to leave.
Oh, you wild boy!
Are you gonna fuck yourself?
Yeah. Not like that. You're a freak.
Yeah. Hey, look, the man had the curtains open talking about it. I got to show the neighbors what I'm about.
Nigga, it's a pond back here.
Yeah, I know.
No neighbors out there.
It's a trail back there.
Oh, is it? You ever walked it? Probably not.
Of course not. It's either too hot or too cold.
Bruh. No. How the fuck did this Alec Baldwin shit happen, bro? Like, cause I honestly thought I did not know that they actually have real guns.
It was supposed to be a prop gun.
Who the fuck bought a real gun on the set?
I thought prop guns can shoot, but maybe I'm wrong.
That's how what's face son died too.
I don't necessarily know if it was a prop gun, but Bruce it was supposed to be blanks.
I said Bruce Lee
and they had real ammunition.
Yeah, but the day before or some like days before, day before, don't quote me. There was two accidental discharges.
The day before,
yes, and then the next time there was another accidental discharge. Just that this shit hit two people, killing one. Okay.
Damn, man.
Now, is that Alec Baldwin's fault? I'm sure it won't. I'm sure there's a stage manager or whatever, somebody that's responsible for decorations and lights and and music. You ever look at credits? There's a nigga for everything.
The wedding plan.
There is a nigga for everything. There's a nigga for buttons on the shirt. Like there is, like a cufflink producer. You know what I mean?
But, so, but my thing is, if there was one accidental discharge, it's his fault if it's a second accidental. They said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right?
Whoever is in charge of the set, I feel like, is responsible
for. I just feel like something going.
The director, or whoever.
You know what?
Something is going. We're going. Something. This shit's about to go left.
The movie's going to be box office.
So,
to see what happens.
You think they're going to finish the movie?
Yes.
That'd be crazy if they don't finish it. Yeah. Like,
he said they're white people.
He white, yeah.
That nigga been back on set for a week.
But yeah. Here's my thought too. I don't know what type of movie it is. I'm sure it's probably like an action movie or whatnot.
Whole time it's comedy.
Listen. But you've seen the John Wick movies. Like all three of them. You know what I mean? Like
I ain't seen that one of them hoes.
They're great.
Yeah.
Say word.
But you would think something like that would happen.
I ain't seen them either.
And on a set like that.
Yeah.
John Wick is also a weapons expert.
Yeah.
In real life.
Because he went through training prior to making those movies.
To my Keanu?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's just crazy. Like I said, I never knew that they actually use real guns on some sets. Like, that's wild to me.
It's crazy. Yeah. That nigga did an interview with Keanu Reeves, and, like, he was just, like, so perturbed. He said people always, because in real life, like, he is, like, a introvert. Like, that nigga don't talk.
Yeah, I've seen him.
And he wear all black in everything.
He said people always come to him. People always come to him and go, why are you so quiet? And he said it offends him. Because don't nobody ever go to a motherfucker and say, why the fuck do you talk so goddamn much?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because you don't say that because that's offensive, right?
Yeah.
You see a nigga that talk too much, you don't ever really go up to him and go, why you talk so fucking much?
Right.
But the nigga that's quiet, you're going to go up to him, bother his piece, and go, why are you always so quiet? And he takes offense at it. He said he'll whoop a nigga ass. Like, leave him the fuck. You would not.
I don't give a fuck about no job.
You seen his training videos on YouTube. That Joker, he's surgical with that bitch. Yes, sir.
All right, keep on. Put two in them shoulders. Keep on.
Put the gun down, son.
He'll probably still kick your ass.
Like your daddy used to.
Yeah, like Morpheus used to. Like, yeah. The fuck wrong with you?
Hey, let's talk about your girl now, man.
Man, fuck Jada Pinkett, Shakur, Alcina,
Smith,
Dwayne Wayne.
Fuck her, man. Bro, why does she keep embarrassing Will Smith like this?
Because he got a movie coming out.
King Richard?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to probably cry when I watch that joint.
Next topic.
It's because you look like Serena did when she was a kid. With the bees and all, ugly bitch.
Right, that's gonna be a good movie.
Now it probably will be. Yeah.
You said it probably will be.
It probably will be. HBO Max been letting me down lately with the movies they've been putting out, but I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
But now, you think about it. She doing this publicity. Everybody's gonna want to go see how
Will. So you think she's doing it on purpose?
Nah, not really. I think this is really her.
I think this is really her.
I think she's a terrible hoe. Bitch, get one table and just get to talking. Like,
yeah, her mama and her daughter, Willow.
Yeah, because Willow said she wanted to, like, butt implants. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And every TV show, Jaden, what's his name?
Jaden.
Yeah, he kissed a boy. Like, I just, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
He like you.
No, he's not.
Bisexual.
I'm not bisexual.
Kinda. You fuck Kevin Gates.
No.
Oh, get tight.
No, but like Jada, I don't know, man.
Now she like, I don't know where this liberation of her come from. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's getting weird now.
It's getting annoying.
It's getting very annoying because like basically you just basically tell us that man ain't good enough for you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And that's what's wrong. Like we already get told that on the daily anyway, and mm-hmm. then
you got to deal with it at home.
Yeah, you talking about the most famous nigga in the world?
You know, Fresh Prince. She backtracked and said that she never had an issue in her bedroom with him.
Now she's saying it.
Yeah, that's what.
But you said it.
You definitely said it like the day before yesterday, and now today it's It's never been an issue.
Oh, they got to take it out of context.
Pretty much.
Bald bitch.
I don't like that cut on her.
Nah.
She look like a Spalding.
I know a nigga that look like her. My cousin Chris.
It's funny because I know Chris.
Nah, but like
same hips. Same.
Oh, y'all shit. Niggas funny, but nah, oh, I don't, like I said, bro, like that man been told in the last year that he ain't been good enough for her.
After Alfie.
She went and got a, yeah, like she went to a younger man, talking about an entanglement.
Yeah, tried to make up a word for it, though. Yeah. Make it seem justified.
Yeah.
I'm not a hog tie. I feel like that's what R. Kelly was saying. He was entangled.
Yeah, he was entangled.
Same bitch. You know what I mean?
Then they sentenced him to four life sentences or something like that.
And he about to get put on another trial.
Yeah.
For the shit that they dropped them. That they dropped years ago.
And now they
in Wisconsin or some shit. Because they say he went and got little girls from there.
Right. Yeah.
They say he drove across the border and got them.
Again, he would have stood a chance. Never mind.
Y'all playing my fucking life. Nah, nigga, you playing with your fucking life.
Back to Jada. Let's not get off topic. We got to explain this back.
We got to dive back into it. No, it's not bashing.
I'm bashing
it. I think it's a slander. I think she deserves it.
She deserves slander.
I just feel like...
You got my
shut up.
What we don't know is... Okay. So, with the type of nigga Will Smith is, do you think... She has these conversations with Will Smith before she goes in the public's eye.
I don't know. He be GoProing everywhere but with her.
So he if you think about it, it seems like he kind of lives his own life without her. Yeah. Like
for them forever been weird, bro. Like 10 years ago, we heard rumors of them being in an open relationship, bro. Like this ain't the first time, like.
And then eight months ago, it came out that it was actually an open relationship.
That's what I'm saying, like. Man, like
non-conventional.
Listen, this is working for them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if Will Smith wanted out, he'd have been out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think so.
But he don't need her. But you don't hear Will Smith goddamn it on podcasts and shit talking about his sexual.
She had my dog. She had
my pussy ain't good enough.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
She had my dog at the red table crying.
Bro.
Yeah, he saw.
Yeah. SOF capital T.
See, you make me want to lead into our next topic, but
toxic
I'm like a
who
like,
we talking about like erectile dysfunction?
I can give you all this. I give you all the smoke about that. I can tell you.
You called the man something like black men can't cry, bro. That's a stigma.
But we can't.
Some instances you can't.
You got to choke her.
I wouldn't say all that.
Nah, I'm joking. He got a thump on the forehead at least. Like, you know how you do your child? Like, it like you put a little knot on.
Sexual and angry.
But now, like I said, bro, like, she just keeps basically, like, this it time. Matter. Now she's attacking his manhood.
What she thinks she is going to tell the world.
Yeah.
And like,
because she knows she's going to get views on that shit.
I honestly feel like she tells the nigga what she's going to talk about before she talks about it.
And he'd be like, all right, cool.
I don't know if he goes, all right, cool. He's probably like, do what the fuck you want, bitch.
You going to anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Because she has it, because she ain't got no money.
Why not?
She was in The Matrix.
Why not? You don't think Facebook paying for Red Table?
Two and three.
All right, but I'm saying, when was that?
Yeah.
Huh?
When was that?
And the fourth
you know we're going to watch the motherfucker because she's going to air out
that's
some
why
dirty laundry.
She got a movie coming out. The Matrix coming out in December.
Are you going to watch it? Yeah. You bought your tickets already.
Honestly, that might be her selling point too, Will, about discussing shit. Hey, babe, our readings been down the last month, 2 months.
Let me tell him your dick game week.
Yeah.
She probably just needed
the whole time, Will dick this big.
I can't confirm though.
You're right. You're right.
Old time. Hey, look.
I have my suspicions.
What I'm saying is, Will really is fucking the shit out of her, but they doing this for publicity.
It could be.
Will the rich one. I'm just being honest. Will is the rich one.
There's no question.
Yeah, I mean, at one point he was like, what, second or third highest paid actor?
Yeah.
Black actor.
It was like $25 million a movie, period.
It's like Leo him.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Leo up there. And I think Tom Cruise up there.
Yeah, what's crazy is that nigga made more than...
Same white
man. He made more than Denzel.
And Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom can go.
Yeah, ain't he a part of the child sex shit?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. He looked like him and Oprah now.
And Oprah?
And Ellen, Ellen DeGeneres now.
What was that nigga's name?
Stedman.
No, the white man's sex.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Or was it Epstein?
Harvey Weinstein.
No, it's
Epstein.
Is the
Epstein.
One that got what's
the
face off? Martha Stewart, ain't it?
No, it's Epstein, bro.
No,
Epstein.
Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein jacked Terry Crews off.
What?
He raped Terry Crews.
You don't remember Terry
in Hollywood?
You remember that, right? Terry Crews said that shit, and then a month later he said, "You don't have to invite me to your fucking cookout."
Bro, Terry Crews ain't in touch, bro.
He tried to come up with a
look. Terry Crews eats sweet potato casserole.
he tried to use the name, take the name Coon and make like an acronym out of it or something like that.
Terry Crews did tell the black community, "Fuck you and your Kool Aid." Like
I ain't never seen no Kool-Aid cookout.
That's fine. Yeah, it's gonna be another Friday anyway.
Like he would not make his pectoral muscles jump for none of you niggas. He done with y'all. He even done with Old Spice.
Yeah. How your big ass up there?
Nah, no funny shit though. He did say he got molested by a man.
And he ain't beat the nigga.
Nigga, he wanted to get on.
Yeah, he was 18. He ain't have all that shit going on.
I think he was older than that because this is after his football career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, he just.
Who he played for? Didn't he play for the Rams or some shit?
He did.
Huh? Nah, didn't Terry Crews ain't have a. Didn't he have a short shit?
Yeah, like the 49ers
or
somebody.
Same game, you know.
Bro, come on. What are you doing?
Nigga, you just called a transgender a nigga bitch.
It wasn't just. I don't recall saying that. But no, but
we run the team. Bro.
Yeah, but how? Serious shit though. Like
he did play for the Rams.
It was a Ram.
Michael Sam, the Rams, the Packers.
Bro, he had a little TV show on TBS with the bitch from How High. You know what I'm talking about?
He played.
What's that black chick name?
Lars Voigt.
Yeah, and he was in. They had like a little TV show that I think that shit got half a season.
Not Lars Voigt, but the other girl.
Yeah, her.
The two sisters.
And like in his man cave and shit, he had a Rams football helmet. I think that's how I saw that shit.
Yeah, but like, so this is on 18. He was just trying to get on. So, man, he'll just let a nigga play in his booty hole, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, bro.
So that raises a question. Like, what are you willing to do to get to your dream?
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. No, I'm playing.
It depends.
Push it to the limit.
Yeah. How much you paying? I'm looking at the world right now. I ain't letting nobody play my booty hole, though. I don't know what the fuck Terry Crews
playing. You playing your mouth, though, huh?
for a quarter of $1,000.
Well, look, I was at work the other day, and the mother said, yeah, I give him something over the pants. For $1 million, I said. He said, yeah, I get Denzel over the pants hand job for $1 million. I said, whoa. She had me weak, though. I'm like, yeah.
You sound like a woman that's a virgin but only suck dick. You know what I'm talking about?
I know that's
backtrack. Will Smith got $100 million to play in Men in Black 3.
Men in Black 3?
Yeah, just it.
Dang.
That one movie.
That's it? And that was in 2013.
Yeah.
$100 million. That's the highest anybody received for a single role ever.
I feel like Charlie Sheen made more than that.
I'm just going off of what
money. At one point, Charlie Sheen was like the highest paid actor ever.
What was his last movie?
Who, Charlie Sheen?
Yeah,
Major League.
Either that or
Charlie Sheen.
It was a scary movie, folks.
Charlie Sheen can't be on set too long.
Go ahead, bro.
He gonna all smoke right. crack.
That nigga got he got really? Medicine to take every what, 3 hours.
That boy got dialysis.
That nigga gotta take a pill every 3 hours. So he can't. He can't be. He
gotta take dialysis.
Yeah, he yeah. His blood kind of dropped. Yeah. That nigga is not Magic Johnson. Like
2.5 men, he got a million, 1.8 million per episode.
Yeah, and it's like 80 episodes a season. Wow.
Episode.
That's a great show, though.
Yeah, it is like, funny.
And when Ashton Kutcher got on there,
it got even better.
Yeah, I'd be forgetting he exists, and then he get on something, and then the shit ends.
Yeah, like didn't he do America's Got Talent?
Did he really?
And who do it now? Terry Crews, don't it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Nick
Cannon. They fired him.
I remember he got fired for saying Jews suck or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They fired him.
So that.
He said something like
what
that.
What if Cannon, I told you we were the real Jews?
That's what he said.
It's a conversation for another day.
What,
Shalom.
So what did Nick Cannon do to get Wild Out back on TV?
They needed it. MTV ratings was dropping.
Nah, he did something for that. Everybody came. Yeah, he did. Over the pants.
Over the pants?
Yeah, nah, you gotta think, man.
Come on, like, no. Like,
you wouldn't apologize for that bad?
You watch Florida Bama Shore?
I do.
What's I bet you do.
Great.
You
watch
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm talking about? Kodak. Like, y'all built the same.
I never seen that show.
Oh, you should watch it.
I just know I've seen commercials.
I ain't seen
it. It's good. I'm saying Real World don't come on no more, dude.
Man, it does on Facebook. Like they got.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is.
On MTV.
MTV is losing sleep. Or was it on VH1? No, it's on VH1 now,
it's on
actually.
Viacom owned all of that.
Yeah, all that shit. BET, all that shit.
Really, all VH1 got now is like the Love and Hip Hops and Wild Out. Yeah.
Black Ink Crew or some shit.
Yeah.
They hated it.
Black Ink Chicago. They expanded. I could see they didn't put one in Raleigh.
Yeah, they definitely do because some of the tattoos.
Got
10
seasons and I've never seen a tattoo being done. That shit crazy. But they got a vice president. They got a director of operations, assistant man. It's four people.
The secretary got fake titties. Yeah, I don't understand.
It's four people that work there, but they got a director of operations, a vice president, assistant manager.
And they do two tattoos a week.
No, they do two tattoos
a season.
And
they be doing time.
They be the Asian bitch.
Yeah.
But.
And she shaped like a slice of pizza.
Yeah. And y'all remember y'all got mad at her because she said nigga?
I don't remember that.
I done lied it. Whatever.
Why? Cause she Asian?
Huh?
Cause she Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah. You let white people call you nigga at work? Now,
absolutely.
I know damn well he ain't going
to
that.
Last white boy. Come on now.
Can you put a nigga through a windshield?
Man, relax. Oh, relax.
That was an ongoing investigation.
Come on now.
JT might be watching this.
He gonna hear it, but whatever. Let bygones be bygones, man.
His name was Winston, won't he? I just feel
nah,
like
Jamie.
It's
all good.
He smokes cigarettes and chews tobacco at the same time. He don't work there.
Nah, but last white dude called me a nigga at my job. He
felt the wrath.
I was trying. I'm gonna kill him.
You should.
Justified.
If I didn't do that, man, like what kind of precedence would that have set?
He could do it.
Not just him, but
the rest of them.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta let niggas know you're not fucking around, man. I'm not here to fuck around with
but
you,
again,
man.
That's why so I fire people.
So what expense? You losing your job?
It almost cost me my job.
I'd have paid that price.
It almost cost me my job. But sometimes, man, you have to make certain sacrifices are worth making.
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the martyr.
In that moment, you know.
He would think twice about calling another black man a nigga.
Oh, for sure.
Again.
But what I'm saying is, you could have caught the nigga after work hours, too.
He could have.
Think he could have.
Yeah,
that white man would have did everything to duck and dodge that man for the next 6 years if he was still working there.
If he would have just played it off at that time, at that moment. Like,
not playing it off.
Hear me out.
I'm just saying, if you were able to keep your cool in that moment, be like, okay. Because I know me, I would have been thinking about that shit the rest of that goddamn day. And as soon as that...
You're not a confrontation.
Hey, can I talk to you?
Bro, I hate it.
I'm not, but something like that would tick me the fuck off.
Bro, I hated white people for 3 days, bro. Like, I had to...
I've hated white people for 3 years.
You don't.
You are white.
I like my white person.
You love one. Shit.
Yeah, but the rest, can't do. Not fucking with y'all. Some of y'all cool.
So, black men in depression. More common than what you think.
Mm-hmm. A lot of dribble.
A lot of us either wear masks to conceal what we're going through.
Shut up and work.
You should wear one.
Halloween is Sunday.
Hey, look, if you blow out your gap, do that little thing move?
I hate you.
My second tonsil.
Yeah. But now, you know, Ben Simmons going through that.
Do you think that's legit?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know why he did that, though? It's a clause in his contract.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm out.
I did not know
that. I'm out.
It's a clause in his contract that if he brings up any mental health thing, they have to stop fighting him.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Rich Paul know what he's doing.
He a basket case anyway.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's justified.
That's part of the reason why they made the Rich Paul rule where, like, anybody can't just be an agent.
They tried to make it.
Yeah, they made it.
Oh, so they didn't pass that?
No, they did. An agent.
No, because he went to school and got his stuff, though. Oh, really? He did go get his stuff. He went and got legal.
He also getting sued right now. You know that, right?
By who?
Nerlens Noel.
For what?
Because I don't know if you remember, Nerlens Noel was with the Mavericks.
Yes.
The Mavericks offered him 4 years, $70 million. Rich Paul told him to turn it down. Mm-hmm. Mind you, Rich Paul wasn't his agent. But what he did was to steal Nerlens Noel from his representation. He said, look, turn down that deal. Let me be your agent. I'm going to get you paid. And Nerlens never got paid.
Wow.
So then, because after that, he signed like the qualifying offer. It was like 1 year, like $5 million. He got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year, he had to sign for a year and $5 million. The next year, he had to sign for like 2 years, $10 million. So,
I'm sorry, but he's an idiot. Just like Dennis Schroeder.
No, Dennis said he never got that contract off.
Okay.
But Nerlens, like Rich Paul fucked him.
Yeah.
I don't care who the fuck my agent is. If you come to me 4 years, $70 million, where do I sign? I'm not taking a chance because anything can happen tomorrow.
Yeah. Make sure 50 of it is guaranteed.
Your
boy Baker Mayfield, he might be unemployed next year.
He going to get paid. He white.
Yeah, he going
to be a white quarterback.
If I was the Browns, I would resign him to a 1 year prove it deal.
Franchise tag on his contract, I believe.
You're going to franchise tag him to death.
Cause then, like he still got his like little fifth year option still.
Okay.
But like with Nerlens, also a part of his lawsuit is that Rich only pays attention to like the Anthony Davises, the LeBron James. He don't pay attention to nobody.
If you're not cool,
but
yeah.
Here's the thing too. I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want to sign with a big agent like that that has a LeBron James, an Anthony Davis, because I'm not gonna be his focus. I'm not gonna be his focus.
Now with the way that they signing contracts one and ones every year, you're negotiating for them.
Yeah. That or think about it too like this: if I play the four and Anthony Davis plays the four as well, now we compete against each other, and we got the same agent. So how can I trust that agent is going to fight for me just as much as he's going to fight for you?
But you also
got to put yourself in a position to be fought for.
I agree. You mean as far as talent-wise and putting up the numbers? Yeah. I agree.
Correct. You want women to fight for their spot?
Yeah. Always. But I agree. But also, if you're Rich Paul, you got to have other agents. Like, Roc Nation isn't. Jay-Z ain't out here. Yes.
And that's what I was going to say. That's why I say, on one hand, you know,
Rosenhaus. Do you know Drew Rosenhaus?
Absolutely.
Drew Rosenhaus got like eight niggas out there.
He's probably the biggest NFL agent.
He's probably the biggest agent ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because, like, me, just being biased, like, if I was a professional athlete, I'm signing with Roc Nation. Because I'm a Jay-Z fan. That's the only reason. Yeah, you know what I mean? But.
You signing with Puma, too?
Yeah.
God, fuck. Are we talking about black men with depression?
Yeah, I don't know how we.
Oh, because like I said, Ben Simmons got out of his contract. Like, he got out of getting fined in his contract because there's a mental health clause in it.
Bro. That Kyrie black using it too.
Nah, Kyrie just on some simple shit. You ask me. I mean, cool, stand up and fight for what you believe in. Cool, whatever. But you recruited these Kevin Durant and James Harden to come play with
they
you.
They should definitely be mad at him. They should definitely be mad at him.
That's why they went in that meeting and said, look, y'all want to play cool. Mm-hmm. They ain't fight for that nigga.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah. And you can't trade him because he ain't going to play. So you stuck with Kyrie Irving contract or his roster spot.
And bro getting paid.
Ain't getting paid.
Again, black men in depression.
Yeah, let's get there.
Like I was saying,
Lawrence just got broke up with after he gave a ride from the airport.
That's wild, right?
Yeah, I
she ain't had no too. Other ride.
Like, bitch, you could have texted me. No, like,
she kissed him. Yeah, she kissed him and everything when he got there. They drove. They had a decent little talk. And then when they got there, she was like, yeah, I don't think I can do this no more. After she didn't got the ride, she didn't say.
He should have spit
I need
off.
I'm sending her a Cash App request. Like, yeah,
easily.
He's just sending a Cash App request.
Like, who stands up for the strong person? When the strong person weak, who there? If your black man is supposed to be the strong person.
That's why you need to make sure that you got strong people in your circle. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like individually, you know, and collectively, we are all strong. All four of us are strong black men. You know what I mean? At times, you know, I might be weaker than Chad just because I'm going through some shit. Mm-hmm. And I know I can lean on him, you, or Justin.
Like, my man, Justin.
What? You
turn.
You, like.
You said
what?
I call
Lee. Why?
I just, I'm about to kill myself. All right.
I'm like, man, where you at? You know how
I show up. Nah, but like you said, you need to disconnect the other day. I felt that, bro.
Nah, like, bro, like,
I felt that too, bro.
When the fuck did you?
I know, but like, anxiety? But I know
when he stopped smoking crack.
What? Like, look how thick I am.
I was about to say we can tell you.
Never I said the whole thing. Yeah, but no, but like, I got like, I got off work the other day. My mom called me. My sister called me back to back. Then not only that,
these bitches was on the back line.
Nah, but for real, I feel you.
Like, I talk to people all day,
and I do not want to talk when I get
them. Yeah, I don't. So, don't call me. Like, no offense to my mom and my sister, but like,
you a casualty of war because you a person. And yeah, I gotta talk.
And like I said, no offense to my mom again. It's like, it's never like quick conversation with my mom. It's because we don't talk every day, so she's gonna bring up everything that's happened in the last few days.
Yeah.
And then my sister, she called after money, which is not a problem. I sent it to her. But then, like, not only that, then four people text me. Then my watch just keep going off. So I just had to take that bitch off because it was, like, getting annoying. Like,
it was probably me sending Instagram videos.
It is. Like,
I know I'd be blowing that in the chat.
Like, Buddy Love is sending the real. Hell, my God. Damn. Derek. And you always do it when I'm with a customer too. It annoys the fuck out of me. Yeah.
That week I was out of work, bro. I know I was.
I know I when I had COVID, I was lighting y'all.
Like, God, this man need to go back to work.
Yeah, bro. Like, but now, nah, like, it's just, and people don't understand. Like, yeah, I talk to people. But they don't understand how I talk to people all day. It's like, it's not only like, it's not all the time friendly conversations. Some motherfucker with a problem a lot of times. You know what I mean? Yeah, same thing with you. You, yeah.
I feel you.
But I get it in a sense because, perfect example, you work in customer service, right? Mm-hmm. So you at work and you're pretty much like a fixer. People come to you with problems and you constantly, every day, you, whether it's, you know, a phone issue, service issue, whatever it is, and then you get off work and then you got people hitting you up.
Trying to... Let me tell you about my day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or fix their problems as well. So I get it. You know, that it sounds taxing. You know what
very
I mean?
Taxing.
Well, I'm with y'all because my main job responsibility is problem solving.
But yours is, and not saying yours isn't, but yours is twofold as well because it's problem solving with, you know, the customers and also your employees.
100% problems with statements, problems with money. It's just problems from every which angle. Like, I go in and I have good days when I only have five problems.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a very good day. I mean, there's days when every goddamn thing is a fucking problem.
It seemed like the roof is caving in.
Yes. So let me and I call JT and I'm like, you need to find somebody quick because I'm about to pack a box.
So let me.
I clean the car right now.
Let me ask y'all this: how do you manage your stress? How do you manage your anxiety? You know, like, or do you manage it? Or you know what I mean? Like,
I play PlayStation.
Okay.
I come home and yeah. I play PlayStation. I don't want to be bothered.
Just zone out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, go.
When I got here, when he got here, that's what I was
playing the game. So
I jack off.
I'm gonna get judged, but I smoke weed a lot of.
How was
I ain't gonna judge you. A lot of it. I sit there, smoke weed, and play Candy Crush, bro. Like I swear to God, and that's
pretty much how Candy Crush. I'm gonna judge you for playing Candy Crush.
I've been playing Candy Crush for 6 years.
I know. You can ask Shawty, bro. It's either Candy Crush or Spades, bro. It's one of the two.
Tomb Blast.
Like how you said, you smoke weed?
No, I was playing
for it. I have noticed maybe in the last month or so, my drinking has increased. Honestly,
I'm surprised it hadn't before because you've been in the military.
Yeah, but like the last month or so, bro. Like, yeah, I've noticed that shit. Honestly,
do you think it's work and home?
Nah, it's not home. It's work, bro. And I even caught myself the other day
jacking off in the parking lot.
I even caught myself the other day, like
drive with it. God damn.
Just like being an asshole.
When you bring work home, you know that's the problem. When you got to bring work home or you bring it home, that's where the rest of your life came in.
Man. Right. And see, like, my thought was, I was like, well, shit, I got an hour. I got an hour drive from work to home. You know what I mean? Like, it's plenty of time to decompress. Yeah. But then I get home and, you know, I'm still on edge or still. You
pull in the driveway and Blake looking through the blinds.
Pull right back out.
I can't even do that because I pick her up from school every day. You know what I mean? So, like.
I can see your dad to take care.
Bring your ass.
He just going to put his head on the steering wheel for 5 minutes and then go in there and get it. Like, but not like, bro, it's hard to manage stress.
It is, bro.
Because, like,
you don't get no time. Mm-mm. You don't get time. First of all, you're short staffed, so you're overworking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then your days are longer. You're spending less time at home or doing what you want to do. And then every time you wake up, it's time to go to work. I don't care what you do.
And what's
12, 13, 14 hours, you get home, eat, sleep.
Was even more like I don't think people understand too, like for men, especially when you have a partner that has a stressful job, right? So yeah. Your partner typically wants to vent. That. So you done worked all day, 12 hours, 10 hours, 8 hours. You're just stressed all day. Then you get home, partner, you know. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. They've probably been waiting on you all day. They need to get something off their chest. And it's nothing like relationship related. It might be them just wanting to just unload, and that may be their way. And then you got to sit there for another 2 hours, and all you're doing is soaking in their problems, trying to understand, trying to empathize.
And you start carrying their
shit. Yes, and that shit will send you up the fucking ladder, man.
And it's not,
can't help your damn self.
And it's like, you don't want to tell her, like, look, I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to come off as an asshole.
True.
And then at the same time, like, if that's your significant other, you should be the one that she can come to.
And I ain't gonna lie. Some days you're on that end. Some days you go home and you got to get that shit off your fucking chest.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But honestly, I think us as men, more so, we either hold the shit in and try to deal with it, or we revert to playing PlayStation. Smoking more, drinking more, or whatever to deal with it, because we kind of feel like we get the understanding of, man, I'm not about to put my burdens on nobody else. You know, whereas women, and no offense to most women, you know, they just want to vent and get their shit off to their significant other, which, you know what I mean, is understandable.
Yeah, somebody tried to tell me that wasn't a coping mechanism. It was an addiction. Fuck you.
What, weed?
Yeah. Well, fuck you. Yeah. I ain't got no fucking addiction.
What's crazy is like, you watch BMF. Do you watch BMF?
Not yet.
You should. It's really good. But I was wondering, like, was watching the show, like, why them niggas just, like, niggas that work all day, then they go to the strip club and then smoke crack after they get off work.
Yeah.
And then I fucking get it. Like, it's the same shit. Yeah, that's what they do.
That's their escape.
Stone burgers in the strip club, bro.
Like, for the last 3 weeks, I've been going to work with a spoon.
Spoon was so hot.
Rubber bands.
Hey, look. Where your Wheezy line at?
The hair on. Shit.
Yeah, man. Oh. But nah.
Damn, this goddamn tequila smell like garlic.
Is it?
But like you said earlier though, MJ, it's like, who does the strong person go to?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna cap to y'all. Like, I was going through some shit like a couple months ago. I finally broke down and just
Did you cry?
I just told y'all, like, look, I'm fucked up.
It's okay to try. It's okay.
Like, you know, like, it, like, I had been holding in. She was wondering, like, what was wrong with me. Not to finally tell her, like, I'm fucked up. Yeah. Like, she like, yeah, you're not acting the same. You're not fucking me the same. Like, you know, like, little shit. Like, cause they notice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they notice.
That scissor got a little loose.
Like, just.
Boy, goddamn, that was a good one.
Like, he did say he got one. Yeah. Ugly bitch. But that's what I'm saying. They notice, but then they don't ever, like, they usually never speak up. They just notice it and never say anything. Yeah. Then, like I said, I broke just down hate like
when
that.
They notice. And then they assume the worst. Yeah. You're not treating me the same. What's her name? Could it be work. I am exhausted?
Yeah.
And more
or,
than
you know I'm at work. Or instead of assuming, just ask.
Yeah. That's my thing. Ask me, bro.
He came out the gate.
Yeah. Trouble,
but he knew you wasn't going nowhere.
But are we about to go?
Yeah, gotta go.
I just want to say one thing real quick and on some serious shit. Can this domestic violence stop? We've seen two people that we've known in the last like 3 months get killed by their boyfriend.
Sure.
And yeah. I've seen
like one of them was like 2 weeks apart.
2 weeks ago. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was about a month apart.
Yeah, and then like
2 months.
And then I go through news and I see a whole lot of like men killing their women, like of all colors, but especially black men killing their women. And just leave, bro.
That's tied into mental health.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just leave, bro. Like, it's ain't no woman worth
your life.
Your life, bro.
I'm gonna be honest. I mean, this.
Where you going?
No.
I thought you were about to say only she cheat. Yeah. I was about to say, God
cheating ain't even worth leaving.
Nah. What? I thought you were about to say cheating ain't worth killing.
It ain't that neither.
But now, what was you about to say, bro?
Love your people out of here. Yeah. And if you feel that strongly towards them, you got to let them go.
Quick shout out. Give a shout out to Rod.
Yeah.
I see you doing this shit with Hoop State. Bro, that shit crazy. One of my troops, right, she went to school in Greenville. Mm-hmm. Only a year younger than me. She played ball growing up all her life. I looked on her cell, like, we can't have our cell phones in the office or whatnot. Looked on the back of her cell phone, because we finally broke the classified system down, and I was giving her a cell phone back. Looked on the back of the Hoop State sticker. I was like, oh, my man's is out here. And then I seen some other shit where
they had a tournament at Fayetteville State.
I seen that, and then he got the upcoming Wilson showcase as well. So, hey, shout out to my man, Rod, man. You doing your shit.
Yeah, he got it, man. He got them two kids now, man. Yeah.
Connect with your people. Love them while they're here.
Yeah.
Facts.
I love that nigga, man.
People never get the flowers while they can still smell. Yeah.
He like black times two.
Literally. Yeah. Black stood beside itself.
Mm-hmm. And on top of my shoulder. Good night.
I think he'd be taller if he laid down.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he gonna stretch.
Yeah, he built like a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Not the lamp, the blob on the inside. Good night.
You already ended it, right?
Nah, y'all cold. Y'all. Nah, that's his little live shit frying.
Yeah. Oh, nah, I stopped it like 5 minutes ago.
Take us out, Cheesy. Take us out, Justin.
Fuck them kids.
Always. That's it. That's the one. Yeah, nah, yeah.
Hey, we don't like golf. We don't like broccoli.
Good night.
There you go.